And welcome to, I don't even know what this episode is. Okay, I know, y'all are gonna be mad and be like, why are you posting in the middle of the night and whatever? Why are you, you're so lazy, how come you haven't posted in 3 weeks? Well, guess what? School is hard and I'm gonna talk about it, okay? Here we go. So, Okay, let me just give you some background. I was going to make this episode on the first day of school, but then I was like, hey, why don't I make this the first week of school? Because everyone does the first, like, their first day of school, how they're like, oh my god, I'm so excited for school, and yeah. But no, I decide, hey, maybe just make the first week. A week passes, the second week. I mean, I don't think they will mind. I'll just talk about the first week and that's all. 3 weeks. Okay, now I'm just getting lazy. So here we are now, me eating an empty bowl of cereal, talking to my tablet in the middle of the night. Not really, it's like 6:30, night, like 8:30. So yeah, I still want to talk about my first week, but I also want to talk about like a mixed plethora of things that happened in the first week. Okay, no. The first month of school. Yep. So let's get into it, shall we? Okay, so yeah, now into school stories. So I start my week off, well, my first day off, pretty normal, right? Get on the bus, and I'm usually like the second to first stop. Okay, I'm usually like the second or third stop. For the first couple rounds. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get on the bus and I'm gonna wait for my friends. Friends to come on the bus. I wanna talk about my summer, I wanna talk about everything together. Just sit there together. And a little background info. I'm sorry. This is just a mess. I haven't had time to write my script. I've been doing homework and all this stuff. Seriously, it's middle of the night. I know I should be doing this, but whatever. Frick it. Watch my app. Yep, here I am. What was I saying? Oh yeah, Okay, so some background information. So you know how you usually have an open house before the school year starts? So yeah. Okay, so me and my friend made a plan for us to go to the thing together. We would meet up there and then we'd like hang out for a little bit afterwards, and plus we had to do something at the bank or something. So we would have time to talk in between. And you can already imagine what's happening. No, you can't. Okay, anyways. So, basically, long story short, it's a very rainy day, and the road's slippery because it's kind of cold outside, too. And then, out of nowhere, it starts to rain. It's just rainy, and it's cold outside. And then, the brakes give out. On the day we needed the car most, the car breaks down. And this is actually really scary because where my house is, our driveway is on an incline. It goes all the way down and goes up and down, and then it goes straight. So basically, we were trying to drive out, not even out of our driveway, but like out of our street. And then the car stops, and it's so scary. We turn it back on. It seems fine, we started driving again, until my mom realizes the brake gave out. The brakes gave out on us when it's raining and super cold outside when we barely can see. And what does that mean for us? We might be in a lot of trouble. So, basically, we had to drive back to our driveway, which was an agonizing minute and a half. Trying to get out of the other street, get back to our street, and try not to fly all the way up like that one scene in The God Might Be Crazy. Anyways, my sister is here just in the background. I don't know if you can hear her. Say hi, Sabrina. She waved. Y'all can't see that, but she waved. Anyways, please hit that applause button. Yep, I know. Such a shell out. But seriously, like, please give a clapping for my sister and please pray for her. She's a little sick, but she's not that sick. I just really want applauses. Say hi, Sabrina. She's glaring at me. Yay! You could hear in the background just like, yeah. Okay. So we ask my friend to pick us up, and they do. And then it just goes as well you expected. We meet some of my teachers. We try and like get a feel for like where everything is. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then he walks in. And if you're watching, you probably know who you are. He walks in. Not even in my homeroom. He just walks on in. Great. Not having talked to him barely over the summer except for that one time, he walks in. I'm signing a paper. I look to my left. Who do I see? Him. And don't get me wrong, I don't dislike him. I'm not mad at him. I'm not sad at him. And I'm not whatever other word I am at him. We're neutral. I just haven't talked to him the whole summer. And you know how kids are. They'll see friends, you know, not like how they would in High School Musical. Get that straight. So I see him, and I immediately look down. Like, in a point where it's so awkward, like, it's so obvious, I see him, and he sees me. It's like, I see you, you see me? Okay, we're a happy family. No. I see him, and I look down. I look down to a point where he can see me looking down, looking at him. Like, I'm not even trying to be slick about it or anything. I'm just like, I'm just gonna pretend like I'm texting something or trying to take a photo on my phone. That's why I looked up at him for that one split second. Uh-huh. Yeah. Totally. I'm totally incognito. You can't see me, John Cena. Okay, I'm done. So, yeah. Pretty awkward start. And we didn't do our school shopping. School shopping was also really hectic. Like, I saw this book that I really liked, but I didn't buy it. I went for this, like, cheap $14 book bag that looks like it's one brand, but it's actually just a copycat. And yeah, that's all I have. No, don't click away. I meant to say that's all I have. You know what? Forget it. But pretty much, yeah. And buy all the really cheap supplies because we forgot to save money. Okay, now time for the chaos, the actual chaos. School. Like I said before, yeah, I got on the bus, yada, yada. And then we get to my friend's first, well, okay. So I get to my friend's stop. They're not there. Doesn't matter. See, so like how it goes is I get on, there'd be like a couple people in between. Then we get to their stop. So there's three people who get on that I'm acquaintances with. I mean, I'm not totally friends with them, but they're fun to talk to, and then there's this one kid who actually is really my friend. So it'd be like those two would get on the same stop, and maybe if like there's no one else there, they'd probably want to talk to me or something, like whatever. Cause honestly, now that I'm saying this, I probably realize that they're only talking to me out of pity. Frick it. No matter. So the two girls, they don't get on. That's odd. Anyways. Oh, by the way, I forgot to bring my phone. So, that also sucked. So, me waiting for my friends was pretty much sad and unuseful because I'm sitting here with this bus driver babbling on. about whatever she pleases. I don't know if you're just listening to her babbling, looking out the window so sad, like, save me. Oh, wait. Oh, no, I forgot. Honestly, I was so sad, too. I felt so sad because, like, summer's over and, like, I don't know if my friends are still going to want to talk to me. I don't know if they still even like me. I wonder if they're going to pretend like to not be my friend, like, pretend to not know me. Like, I don't know what's going to happen over the summer. Like, summer changes people, like, seriously. And that made me so sad. So I just got on the bus so sad. And I was just, have I said so sad before? Yes, I have. It just made me so sad. And the bus driver must have been so sad looking at me being so sad. Because just like, okay, child, either stop moaning or get off my bus, please. But anyways. Not the point. So we get to my friend's stop. He's not there. But the kid from the year before was. So I was like, that's weird. I thought we made a plan on Roblox texting that we would sit in that particular seat that I was sitting in, and then we would talk. I get off the bus and it's chaos. I walked to the wrong door. I walked to the 8th grade hall and I'm like, frick, this is not where I'm supposed to be. So I have to run back across. Now I have to run back across the bus lane just to get to my class on time. Which, by the way, my bus driver was not on time on the first day. And that's kind of ridiculous because you've been training for this all summer. How are you not ready for this? Not the point. So I get on the bus. So I get off the bus and I'm freaking like bolting into class. And I'm just like, hey, okay. And they're like, the teacher's like there. Okay, breakfast is this way. 6th and 7th grade hall this way. And I'm just like, okay, good for you. I need to get to class on time. I'm just trying to bolt it down the hall and I finally see it. See it. Miss Ramirez. That is not the name of my teacher, but I'm calling her Miss Ramirez. No. Let's call her Miss Betty. Why not? Miss Betty. So I get into Miss Betty's classroom. Everyone looks up at me. Well, this was a mistake. I get to class on time, looking like a hot mess. Like a hot mess with my giant oversized book bag. A big reusable bag with two big plastic bags full of other stuff. Half looking like a mess and not even malnourished. Not malnourished because I had the most amazing breakfast, to be honest. I had some toast with eggs and then I had oatmeal. And I had some tea too because I literally had so much. Okay, if you know what I'm talking about, please say something, because honestly, okay, so, has anyone else noticed this school year, we have way more time we do when we had, in the 5th and 4th grade? Like, honestly, like, I'm shooketh, because seriously, I was up, I get up around, like, what, 4:30 in the morning for my sister who goes to high school. Yep, and then I wait. And then I wasn't tired. I didn't feel tired like I did that whole last school year. And it's like, okay, this is weird. Where did all this time come from? It's just like, the world has just stopped moving. Everything's perfect. I'm not rushing out the door because I'm super late. It's perfect. It's amazing. I'm just like, whoa. not the point. Okay, I get on the bus. I go. Nope. Where am I? Oh no. Dang, I almost have cereal. 1 second. Can't have too much cereal. Where were we? Oh yeah, Miss Shelley's room. Betty Roger Stein. I don't know. Miss Betty. And then, I don't know what she said, but she like, okay. I have no idea what she said, but I was like, along the lines of, Oh, it's fine, honey. Just sit down, pop a squat. What? Where did this accent come from? She sounded like a Chicago girl, Chicago, New York style deep dish pizza. I don't know. She had like an accent. And also, with my teacher, she also, her eyes. I can't stop staring at her eyes. Cause like, she'll look at one place and then the eye just jolts to a different place and it's so creepy. Like, she has, okay, so it's like, she has, what's the word? Like, droopy, no, not droopy eye, that's disgusting. Not droopy eye, what's it called? I forgot, y'all tell me, I forgot. So it's basically like, her eyes stare at one direction, and then just, for some reason, just, it's like, worse than what I'm talking about, cause like, okay. So she'll look in one direction, and then one of her eyes will jolt into one direction, and the other one will just slowly follow it. And I'm just like, what in the name? Okay, that's not the point. And then she's like, yeah, and I literally love the way she addresses the class. She's like, okay, young people. Young people. Okay, young people. Yes, just yes. Everything about that was just great. And yeah, so the day goes by pretty smoothly, and I see some people I know in the hallways, and it's like waving, and I see everyone just walking like soldiers, like they're robots walking in the hall like, how you doing, buddy? Like, they're not even looking at me, like they're not making eye contact, they're just walking straight ahead, not even turning their head in the slightest in my direction, or any direction in that matter, just looking straight at the back of someone's head. And it's scary for me, like, who are you people? Who are the people I knew from last year? Okay, this is getting way too long. It's only been like, what, 5 minutes? What time did I start? Okay, I started at 8. Oh my gosh! How? You know what, I don't even care anymore. I'm done. No, not really, not really done. Okay, so pretty much. Yeah, but she is very sweet and she loves what you do. All the teachers pretty much love what they do, except for my reading teacher. I mean, he likes what he does, but it's just like the class is just like torn him apart. It's only been the third week. Oh my gosh. I feel so bad for him. Mr. likes books a lot. Mr. likes books a lot. That's what I'm calling you now. My science teacher's pretty cool though. When everything changed. Oh freak, I forgot I was recording. Oh gosh dang. Okay. So anyways. What else is there to talk? I forgot what I was gonna talk about. I had a whole bunch of ideas what to talk about, what to say this whole week. I don't even know what I could say about, okay. Anyways, I finally got a taste of what homework in middle school tastes like. It's like, okay, you don't do your homework the first night, that's okay. Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing with my middle school. We have something called connections, where basically it's just like, okay, I'm gonna force you into one, and then you get to choose the other. Or you get to choose two, and you don't get to experience what's like being freaking lit. So it just like sucks all around. Shut up, Sabrina. Not the point. Okay. So my connection teacher, I have band, if you didn't know, and I play a mean clarinet. Okay. I play a freaking mean clarinet. And yeah, so my teacher with band, he is pretty ecstatic. He loves what he teaches, and I like that. I like how they're just like not like tired, no energy teachers. Like they're really excited about what they like to teach. And that ow.
Gosh.
It may mean a lot to me, you know? Like, if you like what you teach and you know how to deal with students, then yeah, you're cool. You're pretty cool. You're a pretty sick dude. Dude, the gas kids say. Okay. Okay, so so my band teacher, he's pretty ecstatic what he does, but, it's like, okay, so it's like really happy and energetic, and he's really fun, and he's a really sweet guy. He has the same basic swooshed back arch point thingy that that boys have, basically. Anyways, okay. Here's one thing I really like about him. Here, it's the fact that if you mess up on a quiz or something, he will let you keep retrying it until you... Okay, what am I doing? He'll keep letting you retry it until you actually get a good grade. Not just those teachers are like, okay, here's your test. I'll allow you to redo it. Do it and I'll take the highest grade. Just like, okay, I'm done with you. You do it on your own time. Like, he's honestly really excited about what he teaches. He likes what he teaches. But here's the weird thing. He has, like, a low undertone. Like, seriously, if he showed more of his bad side, honestly, I don't think people would like him. Like, it's like this, like, okay. How can I say this? So he has, like, a weird undertone. So it's like, it's this happy, bubbly, sunshiny, ready to learn and teach guy. But underneath, he has a sly undertone of, you freck it up, I will detain you. Detained. You get me? You get my flow? No? Okay. Please don't watch this podcast. I mean, please watch my podcast. Just don't listen to the episode. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah. He has this, like, sly undertone. Like, hey, I'm really excited about what I'm watching, and I want you to learn. So that's why, if you frack it up, I will get you detained. You will get a step, you will get all the steps, and then you will get detained. You get me? Yeah. Well, I'm out of cereal, and I'm out of cereal, which means I'm out of stuff to talk about. So that is all I have for you today, guys. Stay awesome and stay sweet and don't forget. I need to come up with an outro. Okay, y'all. Help me with an outro. No, I'm good. Never mind. Okay, so pretty much, okay. Let me think of an outro right here on the spot. Well, that is all I have for you today, ladies and gent. Ladies and gent, wrap up into that blanket, and I'll see you next time. Next time on Sharon Talks About Stuff in the Middle of the Night. I mean, like, seriously, it's 9:00. I should be heading to bed right now. Well, see ya.